Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I
want to
be a model. Yay!
Good evening, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpa, mommy, poppy, nana, auntie, uncles, and babysitters, and just people who just care for kids. This is so special because I believe the summer is coming very, very soon, even in the East Coast, which it is with us right now, and in the West Coast. We all have great temperatures. Getting warm, warming us up, so you know that means we're spending a lot of times outdoors. So boys and girls, we know you have to come to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories to be able to get ready to go to bed because you're so full of energy. And we have a lot of special things for us, and our very special thing is Starfish. She's here with us today.
Hello, boys and girls. How is everyone doing? Today is a very special day, and not only is starting to get warm and the sunshine is coming out, but it's also Cinco de Mayo. Feliz Cinco de Mayo!
Yay! Woo! Fighting kids!
It's such an exciting day. And tonight, we're going to talk about the day, and so you can explain it to your friends, your classmates, tomorrow at school, and even your teacher. You may teach her one or two things.
I think that is going to be something that they're going to feel a lot of pride about because they have some knowledge to be able to share. And when you know something about something, oh, isn't that kind of funny? If you know something about something, if you know something about an activity or about a person or about a family or about a new toy or a new game, it's always fun to share it.
It certainly is. I love sharing things.
And Starfish, you know, this is going to be really kind of exciting to talk to them about. It also is going to be a little difficult, a little challenging for parents because in the West Coast, the sun is out, and even in the East Coast, the sun is out, and the temperature is still so great. And then we have this wonderful celebration of Cinco de Mayo, which we will find out about, and we're all hyped up. How are we going to get the kids to settle down?
I know it. The kids are probably saying, Mommy, I don't want to go to bed. The sun's not going to bed, so I shouldn't either.
Right. That's why they came to the right place to find out all the bedtime things that you have to do. And we are so thrilled that we have new bedtime friends that are always joining us each Sunday. And with that, we know that we've got to call them in because a lot of them are still out, and I know that they're there with the parades, the celebration, the food, the lively costumes, the dancing, all of these things we're going to be finding out. But we have to follow our regular routine.
Yes, we have to make sure we know our bedtime list. The bedtime list still stays, But first, we must call in those kids that are still playing outside. Boys and girls, come on in. I know you want to celebrate. We can start to celebrate inside with a great book that we have tonight on Cinco de Mayo. Come on, boys and girls. You'll have recess tomorrow. Boys and girls, I'll give you 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds of playtime. I know you wanted those 10 extra seconds. Get all your energy out because we are getting ready for our bedtime list. Boys and girls, you know the drill. This is our bedtime list on Tools Bedtime Radio Show.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Well, boys and girls, what do you think, Starfish?
I know they had their own bedtime list, and they were certainly ready. They're probably checking them off in their mind.
They are, and you know that they are telling their mommy and daddy, I'm not tired. It's not time to go to bed right now. But we know that Casey and also Cameron and Ashley and Duncan and Tony, they're getting their favorite pajamas out, their favorite PJs. Oh, my goodness, they've got so many different types because now they don't have to wear flannel pajamas anymore because it's warmer.
Exactly. Time for those nice cotton light comfortable pajamas.
Right. Some of them may even just be wearing shorts right now because they don't need to have the long pants. But we're just so glad that they've come to Aunt Jill's bedtime stories again to hear some of these wonderful things that we're going to be telling them about. And I don't even know whether they even need to have a bath because they might feel that they're not that dirty.
I know. You may not feel like it, but once you get out of that bathtub, boys and girls, you will feel so refreshed and alive and so comfortable.
Don't forget to clean behind the ears. And also, you know that the temperature is warmer, so you've been out there playing and you haven't held back. And we're thrilled that you're joining us. And we may even have a song to get you in the mood to put you into that bathtub. But it is Great Cinco de Mayo. Do you know if that is an English term? Think about it. Cinco de Mayo.
I wonder.
I know, and I think that some are gathering their pajamas, their favorite. Oh, they can't have a favorite piñata because that is something that everyone will share in, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later. But get those slippers and get that toothbrush. And
boys
also,
and girls, while you're getting nice and clean, let's play our rubber ducky song and think about that in the bathtub. What does Cinco de Mayo mean, and what language is it?
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out.
But
you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now.
Sure do.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Oh, yes, you are.
You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
And you.
Time for bed.
Time for story time. And boys and girls, as promised, we are going to talk about our topic of the day. And that is Cinco de Mayo. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. The meaning of this, which is the 5th of May. And it started in Mexico, where they fought hard and beat a large army. It's a reminder to be proud, brave, and strong. A celebration that is a fiesta. Great day for parades, bands, fire trucks, and people on horseback. Everyone is waving in the crowd. And boys and girls, for those of you who may speak Spanish, El Cinco de Mayo es una fecha importante en la historia de México. It's very important, and many people celebrate it. Even if you don't speak Spanish, you can learn to understand. You can try to understand other countries, other cultures, and you can celebrate it too. Everyone understands how to be brave. Everyone understands how to be courageous. Let's celebrate together. Fiesta! Cinco de Mayo!
Wow, I think that they are learning something. Starfish, that was so great for you to share that. And when they go to school tomorrow, they'll be able to talk about it.
Exactly.
And you know, one of the colorful flags they'll be waving if they're at the parade, it's green, white, and red.
The Mexican flag.
And time to have pride, because you know that's what your grandma always tells you, that no matter what culture you come from, to have pride of who you are and to be able to share it. Because if we share all these things, then it's not foreign to us because we're familiar with it and we even celebrate with the other culture because we are all together and we. One thing I think that all boys and girls do is they go to sleep, so you know you have that in common.
Exactly. Let's get us in the mood. Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Fiesta time.
It's such a fun celebration. I know, kids, you want to celebrate, right?
Those kids sound ready.
Are you sure you want to celebrate, boys and girls? All right.
They don't even sound like our bedtime friends. They sound like they're still up and ready to go.
I know. And we're going to play some fun songs for Cinco de Mayo in just a few minutes.
They're ready. I know that I love some of the food that you have. Did some of you get some guacamole yet?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria, que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. Viva Don Benito Juárez, viva Ignacio Zaragoza, viva el pueblo de valientes en esta fecha gloriosa. Cinco de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria, que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. Es la hora de la fiesta, alegría y canciones. Viva el 5 de mayo, que alegra corazones. 5 de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria, que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. Cinco de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. Vivan todos los valientes que nos dieron dignidad, para que en el mundo haya más justicia y libertad. 5 de mayo, 5 de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. Año de 1862, sí señores, en la batalla de Puebla cayeron los invasores. 5 de mayo, 5 de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. ¡Viva México!
¡Viva!
¡Viva el 5 de mayo!
¡Viva!
Con esta gran celebración recordamos las célebres palabras del presidente Benito Juárez: entre los individuos como entre las naciones, el respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz. 5 de mayo, 5 de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria que es un orgullo para el pueblo mexicano. 5 de mayo, 5 de mayo, celebremos como hermanos la gran victoria.
¡Yay! ¡Yay! That was a fun song that you were sharing. There was a lot that you can learn in that song.
Exactly. Many things to learn. Viva Mexico. Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. And as I said, that a lot of the costumes that you're going to see when you see the girls dancing and even the fellows marching there with their charro, that's their suit that they wear. It's traditional, and that's what the Mexican horsemen would wear. And a lot of them are green, white, and red, because that's the Mexican flag.
Exactly.
You'll see the girls with these big skirts with ruffles and the bright flowers that they wear in their hair, and they'll have these beautiful fans. And, of course, many will be wearing shawls, which I know that some of you have already seen with your mom or dad or grandparents. They've been wearing shawls, too, with fringes on them. And then the boys and men wear these sombreros, these large hats. And the jackets, they usually have fancy designs on them and very shiny, shiny boots.
How lovely. That sounds like a great outfit and so much fun.
And you even played the song that did have a mariachi band, and they were playing. And can you guess how many instruments are generally in their band?
Four.
That's a good number. Boys and girls, did you guess four? Can you guess what instruments they're playing? Because usually you may see them on the stage, or they may stroll down. So what instruments do you think, Starfish, that they may be playing to?
A guitar.
Right.
A horn.
Yes. I heard
a horn.
Right, the trumpet and violins. And of course, you hear other instruments by their hands with their hands. Click, clack, click, clack. But
so many fun instruments.
Yes. And having a lot of fun with the boys and girls, a lot of times they'll gather together in a party and share food and have a great big piñata. And I'm not sure, boys and girls, do you know what a piñata is?
A piñata. Do you eat it?
It's colorful enough that you might want to eat it because you may think it's a fruit.
I know. It's something that you hit down most of the time from a tree, and when it falls, there are fun goodies inside of it.
You're so right. But the other thing that's so much fun about it is you have it a blindfold on your eyes, so you can't even see it while you're trying to hit the pinata. So that is a lot of fun, trying to hit it. And all the boys and girls are around you laughing to see how you are able to get that stick to the pinata. And guess what happens when you hit it? It opens. And what comes out?
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of candy, and that's why everybody runs forward to try to get it. Now we have some other books that we have to share. We've got the Cinco de Miles, which is not, boys and girls, we're not the only one that celebrates, but even a mouse celebrates Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, everyone, everything, every species celebrates Cinco de Mayo. And boys and girls, I'm so excited to share with you this fun, fun, exciting book. Are you ready, boys and girls?
I think that Jimmy's ready. I can see Jimmy. He's a little antsy. He already has his little teddy bear right there with him.
Exactly. We are going to take a trip to story time, so make sure you have your favorite stuffed animal, your favorite bedtime blankie, and grandpa and grandma, grandma, of course. This book is called Cinco de Mouso by Judy Cox, illustrated by Jeffrey Ebler. And the publisher is Holiday House. Now on the 5th of May, Mouse woke up and wiggled his whiskers. Spicy smell tickled his nose, beany, cheesy, ricey smell. A Mexican fiesta fantastico! Mouse crawled out of hidey hole. Where was the fiesta? Not in the bathroom where the kids brushed their teeth. Not in the bedroom where Mom folded laundry. And not in the kitchen where Dad washed dishes. Mouse slipped out the front door and set off to explore. Mouse scrambled down alleyways, past sidewalks and streetlights. He didn't see greedy cats stalk him down the street. Before long, Mouse stopped at the edge of the city park. What sights met his eyes? All around were people eating, singing, dancing, strolling, and playing. Oh, this sounds so exciting. All around were food and drinks, sombreros, serapes, and bright paper flowers. Feliz Cinco de Mayo! His eyes grew round as he beheld a confetti-covered piñata stuffed with candy and shaped like a bottle hanging in a tree above the plaza. I must have that for my fiesta, he said to himself. He jumped, but the enticing piñata swung far out of reach. But all around were people eating, dropping snacks from mouse-sized meals. Yummy food he'd never tasted before. Tacos, tamales, chorizos, and flan. When Mouse was full, he dozed under the shade of a canopy. Cat crouched in the flower bed, tailed up and headed down, waiting for his chance. But all around came dancers, stamping and stomping, heels, toes tapping. Mouse woke up and dashed away from the camp, ducking between dancers, pounding feet, zigging and zagging, jigging and jagging, cow pounds. But missed his prey as Mouse started beneath the stage. Mouse heard the mariachis play, heard the guitarron, the trumpet, the sweet voice, rippy tail switching. His green eyes violins, heard the boom of fireworks and people shouting, Viva Mexico! When at last Mouse's heartbeat steadied, his whiskers quivered. Once again, he smelled the candy hidden deep in the piñata. But how to reach the sweep, buried in the burrow, swaying high above the plaza? Lickety-split, Mouse scrambled up the tree. He inched across the rope like a tightrope walker, one paw in front and one paw behind. He didn't see Cat hiding in the daffodils, his stripy tail switching, his greeny eyes narrowed. The piñata swayed as Mouse climbed up. He smelled the treaty fruity. The treat was so good, sugary and honey sweet. He nibbled and gnawed, but he could not reach the treasure inside. Just then came the swish of the stick as the child swung and some jerked the piñata aloft. Mouse held on tight as the piñata swayed and sailed and dipped and spun. A carnival ride for Mouse, and the plaza down below waited for Mouse to fall into his paws like a ripe plum. And the whap! A mighty blow and the burrow burst. Mouse flew through the air like a skyrocket and landed in the rose bushes, headed spinning and tummy churning. Candy spilled across the plaza, showering like hailstones. Children ran and to and fro, laughing, yelling, and scooping up handfuls, pocketfuls, bagfuls. Someone stepped on Cat's tail, and Cat yowled and sped home, his tail bruised and sore. When Mouse caught his breath and sat up, the candy was gone. The people were leaving. The cleaners were sweeping and picking up trash. No dessert for me, Mouse thought, his whiskers dropping. But wait! Hidden in the ivy, Mouse spied one lemon drop overlooked, forgotten, and wrapped in shiny cellophane. He picked it up and ran home to his hidey hole for one last drink. Cinco de Mouse! ¡Qué felicidad!
What an adventure for that mouse!
Exactly. That certainly was. And I was so glad he was able to get to be a part of the great celebration.
He was. He was so clever because of the fact of all the things that he had to do. But he had a goal in mind. That was to get some candy and to take it home.
Exactly.
And he wasn't going to let anything spoil him.
Nothing was going to stand in his way.
And that celebration, it must have been fun for him, despite the fact of all the things he had to go through, but to see the costumes and the colors and to see the sparkles and to hear the celebration, the music. Oh, you had to be a part of that. And to watch the candy all fall on the ground all over, more than you could ever think about.
Certainly. I cannot even imagine. That must seem like so much fun.
It had to be. I don't know if I would have wanted to be the one having to break it, because I wonder if that person got any of the candy or if it was just like the mouse and someone had to give it to him to take that blindfold off.
I know.
Well, Cinco de Mayo sounds like so much fun.
It really does. And before we have our next story, I'd like to still get everyone in the mood. We're going to play a mariachi band.
Ooh. Even if you're not there, you're going to feel like you're there.
Here we go, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Felicidad.
Having to go over to the backyard and see their grandmother, their grandfather, their cousins and friends, hearing music, seeing the parade with horses, ropes twirling from the cowboys, special bakery goods, churros, my favorite. Wow, I'm getting hungry, Starfish, just even thinking about it.
I know, me too.
And those colorful dresses that all of the women and the girls are wearing.
It's so very nice to see.
And the hats and all the classic cars and, of course, all the politicians coming out. But the Mexican food and music, so many people. Make sure, boys and girls, you're hugging real close to your Nana or your poppy or your cousins, because you are going to have a lot of fun. They guarantee it.
I certainly know you will.
And I have a book that I would like to share for you. So by the time you finish this, listening to this program with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network, you are going to know a lot about Cinco de Mayo. And any one of these books, you can go to your library, your community library, and be able to check out the books so that you can even learn more. Now, this one is Cinco de Mayo. Can you guess it? It's by Janet Reggie. Now, Maria woke up early when she remembered it was Cinco de Mayo, a fiesta day. She jumped quickly out of bed. What a fun day this will be. And boys and girls, you know that because you've already heard from Starfish some of the things that have happened. And even the mice are even getting into it. But already her mom was cooking. Now, Maria smelled the tacos, the tostitos, the enchiladas, and other special dishes. And so she hurried to the kitchen doorway and stood watching. That's exactly what you do, boys and girls, when you know that the family's going to be coming and you know that there's a celebration and you know that there is lots of food going to be there today. And you're wondering, can I be able to help? I know that's the question that you ask, just like what happened with Maria. She asked that same thing. It smells great, Maria said. Mom, can I help? Mrs. Sanchez smiled. All right, she said. You can grate the cheese. Oh boy, you get to help. Marie picked up the big block of cheese and scraped it across the grater. The cheese slipped from her hand. Oh no, cried Marie as she knocked over the bowl. Mrs. Sanchez began to clean up the mess. Marie, she said, the cheese block is too big for your hand. Why don't you find something else to do? Marie hung her head and walked slowly out of the kitchen. Soon she heard the noise of a hammer in the front yard. Marie peeked out and saw her father. He was decorating the front yard with straw animals. Dad, she called, it looks great. The animals did look very special. Now there was a donkey, a cat, a bear, and a monkey. Now Maria's father and brother Ramon had made them. They had twisted the shapes from straw and painted them in bright colors. Now Mr. Sanchez was pounding a stake into the ground to hold the monkey. Can I help? Marie asked. Sure, said her father. Would you like to swing the hammer? Maria smiled and hurried down the steps. She picked up the hammer and swung with all of her might. The hammer came down, missing the stake and striking her father's thumb. Wow, yelled Mr. Sanchez. He took the hammer from Maria. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea, he said. For such a little girl, why don't you go find something else to do? Now Maria left hanging her head. As she walked away, she could hear music coming from the garage. Her brother Ramon and five of his friends were practicing. They had a mariachi band, and we heard that, so we know what that sounds like. You guys sound great, she said. May I play? She reached out and plucked a string on Ramon's guitar. It made a loud moaning sound as it broke. I'm sorry, Maria, said Ramon. We're playing for the festival this afternoon. We don't have time to play with you. Now Maria walked back into the house. There her sister, Ana Luisa, was decorating. Now, Ana Luisa had put paper flowers on the table and in the window. There were streamers of red, white, and green hanging from the ceiling. Ana Luisa was standing on a chair, adding paper lantern. Boys and girls, her sister was standing on the chair. Do you have any idea what might be happening? What might happen? Some of your eyes are already getting heavy already. Well, it looks great, said Maria. May I help? Ana Luisa smiled. Would you hand me another lantern, she asked. Maria grabbed a paper lantern from the box. As she pulled it out, ripped in two, she began to cry. Anna Louise jumped down and pulled Maria into her arms. "It's all right," she said. "We have lots more lanterns." "Every time I try to help, I break something," Maria cried. Now, Anna Louisa thought for a minute. "I know what you could do," she said. "Why don't you draw a picture for the contest at the library? Children from all over the city are drawing pictures to celebrate Cinco de Mayo." Now, Maria got her crayons and a big piece of paper, and she thought about everything her family was doing to celebrate. She divided the paper into four sections. Then she drew a picture of her mother cooking, her father setting up the straw animals, her brother playing in the band, and her sister putting up the decorations. "Fiestas are fun," she said. When she was done, she showed the picture to Anna Louise, and Anna Louise smiled. "I'll take you to the library so we can enter it into the contest," she said, and that's what they did. Now, later that day, the entire Sanchez family went to the city plaza to celebrate. Now, first they visited the brightly colored booth where snacks and different crafts items were sold. Now, in one booth, there was taco eating contest. Boys and girls, I would love that. Now, Mr. Sanchez entered and he won. Now, at the end of the plaza, dancers dressed in beautiful costumes performed while Ramon Mariachi's band played lively music. Everyone laughed and cheered. "Let's go over to the library and check out the contest," Anna Luisa said. Now, when the family entered the lobby, they saw lots of pictures, but right in front with a big blue ribbon was Maria's picture. "Oh, Maria," everyone exclaimed. "You won! You won!" Maria felt proud and happy. Now, in the evening, the family went back to the house to enjoy all the special fiesta food. Aunt Juanita and Uncle Benito and their children came over, too. Now, after dinner, Uncle Benito told the children the story of Cinco de Mayo, how the Mexican years before had defeated the French in a battle, and everyone cheered. Then Uncle Benito brought out the piñata he had made for the children. Each child took a turn being blindfolded and swinging at the piñata. When it was Maria's turn, she swung with all her might. Crack! The piñata burst, spilling candy everywhere. "I knew my talent for breaking things would come in handy," she said with a laugh, as she and her cousins gathered up the candy. "But this time, I was supposed to break something." It had been a great fiesta. Happy Cinco de Mayo, they all said to one another. The end. Boys and girls.
Wonderful. What another wonderful celebration.
Isn't that something, Starfish? She thought that she was causing so much trouble and it was such a disappointment to all of her family, but she found her place. She found that she could do something and she was rewarded for it. And I'm sure that same things probably happened to you, boys and girls.
Yes, certainly.
Oh, some of them I know are already getting ready to go to sleep. They're already getting sleepy. And their eyes are...
I see Grandpa closing his eyes.
Yes. Already. His glasses have already fallen off of his face. And the dog, there's Papa. Papa's already fast asleep. He already fell asleep almost as soon as we started reading all the books. And this is the wonderful time that all the boys and girls, well, maybe not the boys and girls, but at least the mommies and daddies love it. And they always play this song. They ask us to play it.
Just like a star?
Yes, just like a star. And it doesn't matter where you live or what language you may speak, I think you understand this song.
Yes, certainly, boys and girls. Boys and girls, you know what to do. Take a few steps over to your window. Look outside. Do you see that flickering light? Do you see that bright, shining color that shines so bright and flickers through the evening? That's exactly what you think it is. It's a star. And boys and girls, as we gaze upon that same bright star, I would like for you to make a wish. Make a wish as we all take a trip to Aunt Jewel's bedtime story, Dreamland.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
girls, I hope you've learned so many lovely, interesting, knowledgeable things about today's celebration, Cinco de Mayo. But remember, boys and girls, although you may be different, we all want to celebrate courage and bravery and strength. Take that to school and let all your classmates know.
Right, because it is, boys and girls, it is a celebration of pride and being proud of who you are. And that's what Starfish, even though she comes from the ocean, she's proud of the ocean and proud of who she is. And boys and girls, I know that you're proud of who you are and proud of your family's tradition. The other thing, Starfish, I bet you the boys and girls did not even think they were tired and they didn't think they needed any rest. But moms and dads, Nana and Poppy, cousins and uncles, they knew that you needed rest. And we think that we're able to see it because a lot of those wide eyes are now shut eyes.
Take a trip to dreamland.
And we'll see you next Sunday with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. But we're so thrilled that we have a lot of visitors. And we will probably, not even probably, but maybe Starfish might even thank some of those friends that we have that have joined us that are new to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories and Blake Radio Network. Because we love having friends. And of
we
course,
love having friends here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
Right, even though we put him to sleep. But you need those hours of sleep so that you can be able to share this with your teachers, your friends, tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. Always good to have friends.
You got a friend in me.
Sure do.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me.
Good night, Christopher.
Yes, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
You have a friend in there.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
That doesn't matter.
Baby, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by,
they go by.
A friendship will never die.
Certainly doesn't.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
And Starfish, do you want to tell them that where they could be able to get the books and also to hear this recording?
Boys and girls, you can always go on our Twitter on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, or email us auntjewelsbedtimestories@gmail.com. We are on every Sunday at 7:30 to 8:30, and you can call in. We would love to have friends. We love to hear your voices. Our number is 914-338-0695, and you can be able to call live on air.
And happy Mother's Day early, so think about what would you like to do to show your mother how you love her. And thanks again for joining us. We love to hear from you. Aunt Jewel, Blake Radio.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Buenas noches.
Adios.